In yesterday's shiur, the Alter Rebbe emphasized the importance of davening, and particularly the davening of shachris, the morning davening. In today's shiur, the shiur for the fifth day of Av, the Alter Rebbe gives specific and practical suggestions and urges a method of davening for all the chassidim in their shuls. The Ata HaPam, where I'm Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, number at the bottom of the page is 394. The Ata HaPam, and now again, Hineni Yesif Sheinis Yodai, I extend my hand again. The Tesis Biur, to give further explanation. Ubakosha Kfula, and I repeat my request. Shtucho Perusha Lefnekol Anshe Shleimim, which is set out and laid out before all those who are members of our persuasion of our congregations. Akrevim Varchekim, those that are near and those that are far. And the request is Lekayim Aleihem, to take upon themselves Shekol Yimei Hachel, that during the week those who lead the davening should not be people involved in business, because they don't have the time, and therefore they rush through the davening. The ones who lead the davening should be the ones who have the time. Either the teachers who are supported by the parents, or those who are supported by their own parents, it should be those who have the time, because they are either teachers or they're supported by their parents, so they have the ability to daven at greater leisure, and they can daven more slowly, so that the davening can extend to an hour and a half at least during the week. Mehem yihayeded lifnei hateva. From among those people, you should choose someone to lead the davening al pi hagero al pi zitzi hareif, and they should be chosen either by drawing lots or by consent of the majority. Vuhu, yes, if Elov b'savivlei, and he should gather, the one who's going to lead the davening, should gather around himself, kol hasmutham al shulchan avihem, emilamdim, all those who are supported by their parents, or those who are teachers, like, similar to himself, so that they could all daven slowly along with him, and this should never be changed, should never deviate from it, with all forms of request and beseeching. Ach, b'shabos is v'yamim tevim, but on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Shigam kol bali asokim yesh lahem pnai, when even the businessmen have time, they're not in a hurry, because obviously they don't work on Shabbos or Yom Tov. B'shas hakesher, and it is for them an occasion, an opportunity. Laharich b'tfilosan b'kavonas libam v'nafsham l'Hashem, an opportunity for them to daven at length and to have the proper kavana in their heart and in their soul, then adrabe aleihem mutal b'yeser seis v'yeser oz, then not only is it an opportunity for them, but they have a greater obligation to daven slowly and to daven with kavana, k'meisha kosa b'shulchan aruch erachayim, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, or k'meisha kosa b'teiras meisha, and as it says in the Torah, in the Chumash itself, Sheishis Yomim Ta'aved V'yem Ashvi Shabbos La'Hashem Elikecho, 6 days you should work, but the seventh day is holy for God, Dafka Kulei LaHashem, that it's that Shabbos, unlike Yom Tov, has to be completely for God. By Yom Tov it says partly for yourself, partly for God, but by Shabbos it says Kulei LaHashem. And although on Shabbos also it has to be partly for yourself, there's the meal of Shabbos and so on, but the Alter Rebbe is explaining it, translating the verse, to be a continuation. Those who 6 days of the week work, for them Shabbos has to be completely godly. They have to devote themselves to davening on Shabbos more so than those who don't work during the week. Ulezeis gam heim yerdu lefnei hateva b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Therefore, they, the businessmen, can lead the davening on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well as the others. And they too should be chosen. They too should be chosen either through choosing lots, throwing lots, or by the consent of the majority, as I wrote last year. And here the Alter Rebbe says that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when the businessmen have the time to daven more leisurely, that they too could lead the davening. Although he explained that for the businessmen to daven and spend more time in the davening on Shabbos is even more important than for the people who don't work all week. So it should be that they should have priority to lead the davening. It should be necessarily they who lead the davening. And yet Alter Rebbe is saying that they too could lead the davening. And that's because although they need to daven and ought to be davening at greater leisure, more so than the people who don't work all week, but the people who don't work all week are better prepared for the davening because they've been concentrating on godly things all week. Whereas the businessman has to make the transition from weekday affairs to the davening, so he may not be as prepared. So that in the end, it kind of equals out. And that's why the Alter Rebbe says that they also can daven. It can be either one. Okay, gain do, and at this point, tzarech lo'idoye, I need to make it known, shebedaiti yimir tashem, that I have the intention, God willing, l'shleyach l'chol ha-minyonim, to send to all the minyonim, to all the places where chassidim daven. Mezaglim b'seiser, secret spies, leida ulahidia, to find out and to make known, to notify me, kol mi she'efshalei, v'chol mi she'yeshalei p'nai lahadich, ulayim b'tfilo, all those who are capable and have the time of davening with greater concentration and for longer times, umis atzil, and yet they don't do it out of laziness. And yihye nidin bezichuk mokeim, and he will be judged in absentia from a distance. Lihyeis nidche b'shtei yadayim b'vei l'pei, to be rejected with both hands when he comes here, lishmeya divrei likim chayim, to hear Chassidus expounded, he will not be welcome here. And from the negative, you can understand the positive, that those who do daven at length will be most welcome. And those who will follow this advice will have, for them, it will be very pleasant, and they will be given the blessing of all good, the ein teiv el teira, and good means Teira. So they will be blessed with Teira. The Hayem Yem for the fifth day of Av, the Rebbe writes, Sur Mizav Asei Teiv, Bakei Sholem V'zot Fehu. The Pasuk says, avoid evil and do good, pursue peace, seek peace and pursue it. So the Baal Shem Tov once explained this verse as follows. In every physical thing that is permissible, from the kosher things, every permissible thing has two parts, the good and the bad. the physical part of it is bad. The godly energy within it that gives life to the person, that's the good. In other words, in food or in relaxation and so on, there's the physical half, and that's not good. And then there's the godly half, which is what feeds and nourishes the person. That part is good. Therefore, a person has to use, when he's using a physical object, he has to avoid the bad part. Sur meza, avoid the evil, which means that he shouldn't pursue the physical pleasure that one can have from the physical food or object. And instead, va'asei tev, do good. You should choose the goodness in the thing, which is the godly energy that gives life. Then seek peace and pursue it. The person who turns away from evil and does the good, who rejects the evil in the physical object and prefers the good in the physical object, he needs also to find ways of making peace between the physical and the godly.